Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's next?
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell a little later than usual, but we are on. And off we go here on ESPN 97.
Let's get to a break. We got to get to a break. We're behind on breaks.
I think we're okay on breaks right now because we just had a couple of...
Well, we're actually not, but we will be.
Are we behind on breaks?
Technically. We are actually on time. Oddly.
We're on time.
Oh, okay.
We're good. We're good.
Well, you know, the haters tried to keep us off the air because the Astros won yesterday. So the haters tried to keep us off the air, but it didn't work.
Yeah, because all of you that hate the Astros and said the season was over, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not.
Pretty sad day for you when you saw what Spencer Arrighetti did and when you saw what that bullpen did, went into shutdown mode. Clean sheet, we call that in soccer.
That's what we say. Oh, yeah. It wasn't exactly a clean sheet, but it was pretty good.
Well, the bullpen didn't give up any runs.
No, but Spencer didn't have a clean sheet.
No, but for us, that's a quality start for the Astros.
Well, if you go 5 innings and only give up 2 runs on the Astros staff, you've got a chance to win the Cy.
Yeah, we've changed the rules for quality starts.
Yep. So we got it's awesome here. Are you? Did you? 3 o'clock is when the game starts here.
For the Astros.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, I was on TV, so I wasn't able to
see that. You're on TV.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like 3 o'clock. I'm on TV doing live TV. It's just a weird feeling. Everything about that is. I come home. I watch the last. You know, because I had to do move the sticks right after that. Then I went. Kept up with stuff on my phone, just score phoned it, so I didn't get to see, score checked it, so I didn't get to see Bryce Matthews get an actual real hit on a major league level.
Well, I mean, it's his fielding. He's hitting. Yeah, he's not good.
He's not hitting, but he did yesterday. Cam Smith got a hit. We had, you know, of all the days.
What about Isak?
He went off a little bit. So did. Some of the players who are not going off went off yesterday. And when I say went off, some had a hit. But that's going off.
Isak had 2 homers.
Isak had 2 homers, and the game before he showed up. So Isak, maybe he's maybe Christian Walker showed up again. So
I think he just had to vent a little bit. He was like, "They keep putting me in all these different positions and stuff, and I don't know what's
going on." Did you
see
what he said in Spanish? He goes, "Y'all hating." That's what he said in Spanish. He goes, "Y'all hating," but I don't know how to say it in Spanish.
Me odias.
Yeah.
¿Por qué me odian?
Sí, okay. No sé por qué.
Yeah, I mean, you hate me. So he went off. We had Taylor Trammell. You know what? If we go through everybody who has a hit, we got one Astros segment every day. Okay? Carlos hit 3 hits.
Christian
Walker had 3 hits.
Altuve is one of the only guys who didn't do anything.
I mean, they could have saved some for today. I'm just worried that, you know, this team is just so up and down. So up and down. Goodness gracious. Do you agree with, I see a lot of Chandler Rome and his buddy that do the podcast.
Yeah,
and yesterday they said it's just a poorly put together team, and it's the roster.
It's a poorly put together team. You know what? It does feel kind of mix and match where it doesn't really feel like it's you're trying to find two socks. You know how sometimes you have two socks, you just, I think these are the right ones. I can't find, you know, the match for this one or this one. And let's put them together. They're close enough. That's what it feels like with Walker, Paredes. Walker only because he's older, but this is what happens when you start getting players from other teams. And you just try to mix and match with older free agents, and you don't have a team you grow with.
Well, okay, it's
kind of like a Texans offensive line. You just kind of change it every year.
Okay,
which I don't love that
concept. Here's the current injured list. All these guys are on at least the 15-day. Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Emi, Bolton, Blanco, Wesneski, Walter, Hader, Sousa, and Pearson. Position players, Loperfido, Allen, DeCenzo, Peña, Myers.
That's not my
I guess it's poorly put together. You still have a team that's not – a lineup that's still pretty damn good, but you have a – you don't have four starters. Four. Well, let's say three starters. And your closer. You don't have three of your starters in your closer now for how long? So, I guess it's poorly put together, but this is another season of what the f- is going on with all the injuries?
I don't know. We've already done this. What are we going to do?
Well,
who do we go get now? Who do we, you know?
Who can we overcome? Okay, so did you
We want to blame somebody. I don't know who to blame. This is just guys aren't. I've never seen anything like this in my life, this many injuries, and you're just not – there's no World Baseball Classic to blame, which, by the way, would just have you more ready to play, actually. World Baseball Classic issues would be later in the season. So I don't know what it is. I mean, we just have guys that get hurt all the time. I don't know. I wish there was somebody to blame and fire, and then maybe it would be fixed.
Maybe it would be. Okay, so, the Dodgers, Edwin Diaz, he's out. The Dodgers closer is out. You know who they're going after now? Mason Miller. Okay? The guy who does never gives up a hit. They're going to give up their catcher, Dalton Rushing. The guy who was complaining that Colorado knew the... Apparently, Colorado knew what pitch would come. Because the Dodgers lost to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Dalton Rushing, their catcher, said they were cheating. Okay, you are a POS, Dalton Rushing. And I'm joking about Mason Miller. But would it surprise you if the Dodgers went and got Mason Miller right now to close for them?
Are you joking? No, it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
You know what? I was So yesterday, I was, I don't mean to flex, but I was sitting in a chair getting makeup put on. And somebody said something. I was talking to the girl in the makeup chair, and she had a lot of work to do on me. And she said she lives in Burbank. Is that near you, right?
Burbank is by Wendy where she works.
By Wendy, okay. And she said she lives in Burbank. I said, I think my radio co-host lives there, or maybe his wife. But you're somewhere around there, right? So I think you're not that far from there, right?
Right. No. I'm 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. And so I asked her. I said, what's traffic like? She goes, well, if I come in at 3:30 in the morning to do makeup for Good Morning Football, it's like 35 minutes. But going home, it's an hour and a half to two hours. Like, oh, my God. She goes... Yeah. Like I said, so what time will you get home today? She goes, I don't know. Is there a Dodger game today? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
And she said, if there's a Dodger game. And when she just said that, you know what I just started thinking of? And it doesn't really make sense. I just thought, God, you know, we've had it good as Astros fans. I don't want to complain. We've had it really great as Astros fans for a long run. But I was just thinking, God, it's just – I got super jealous just thinking – And look, I think the Dodgers are weasels. They're like billionaires who cheat the tax system, but we all have to pay, but they find loopholes. The Dodgers just cheated the whole system, and it does make me mad. But I just thought, you know, every year the Dodgers, it feels like every year the Dodgers are in the mix. Like when baseball season starts, you just and once again, I'm being a baby based on the last 2 years and then falling into year three here because this has been building up. But I just thought, God, man, I forgot how awesome it is to always be like in the mix, you know, to be. And I want to get back there again. I want the Astros to hurry up and get back in the mix. And so I'll take anything I can. And if it means, you know, spaghetti, putting some sauce on it for what we call with the new quality start, I'll take it. But in all seriousness, I don't want to be an also-ran in baseball. Right now the Astros are also-rans, and they got to – They got to do everything they can. I mean, you know, you play your season out. You just try to develop players. I don't have huge hopes for this year. But I do think the Astros need to keep all things on the table headed up to trade deadline. Keep all things on the table. And I do think the Dodgers will do anything necessary. But once again, they're the billionaire tax cheats. So I don't, you know, yeah, they can do anything they want. They just offer you. They just defer money for 20 years or whatever those idiots do, and Major League Baseball lets them get away with it.
Yep. That's what happens. And wouldn't, and listen, Mason Miller ain't going anywhere, but it wouldn't.
No.
I mean, that's the joke on the internet. Oh, Edwin Diaz is down. They're going to go get Mason Miller. Because
it's a joke right now.
Yeah, it's a joke right now.
But it still feels
how they pick
real.
Up everybody. It's just a joke. All right, but the Astros won. So all you haters out there, you haters, suck
sorry
it.
To the haters.
Okay? Yeah. Because the Astros won and kicked ass last night against Cleveland. I think they were tied for first coming into the game. A first-place team. Astros dominated.
And they got pulverized at home.
Yeah. That's right. The Astros kicked their ass. That's right. But how are you going to stop an Astros team like this?
You're not. Obviously.
Not with the Italian on the mound. Not with the Italian stallion
no.
on the mound. Right? Right.
No, we had
He's the only Italian I know that's named Spencer.
That's probably accurate.
Yep, that's the
weirdly
only
thing. Accurate.
So he's different. He is.
No,
he is.
But actually, like I, back in the day, I would have scoffed at that performance. Like, dude, you got to give us more innings than that. Right now, I'm like, this is our this is our stopper.
Yeah. No,
Jake,
I mean,
Spencer.
Honestly, he's come up with back to back nice performances.
No, I that's fine. I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take that. So, I mean, take a win any way you can get it.
Yep. Anyhow. This evening, Ryan Weiss on the bump, okay? Followed by someone named Lambert. Robert Lambert, Stephen Lambert, Peter Lambert. Peter's back on the mound. That's right.
Not Pete. We call him Pete, John.
No, I think he's Peter.
Pete Lambert.
What about Ryan Weiss? I know you're excited to see him today.
Oh, God. Every start with him and Burrows.
Love that.
Man, just turns
it. Love
well,
that.
Why don't we just pitch? Here's what I would do. I would start Burrows, let him give up his 4 or 5, let Ryan Weiss come in and give up 3 or 4, throw that game away, and then you don't poison any of the other games. Throw
by
those
the way.
Guys, and then Abreu. Let Abreu
by the way,
come in.
By the way, your hate for Burrows, he is hit into the worst luck. In one of the worst in Major League Baseball
this
year. I
don't care. Just check the
The flares that are falling in.
Every
everything. You're
bad.
Just hate. I mean,
let me check. I'll go check his FIP.
Go see.
But it
you
doesn't
don't
matter.
Hear it.
Give me the. What's
you don't
the want results? To
hear it, but it's the truth.
That's like you talking about a. What do you quit trying to cape for Mike Burrows?
Burrows
just
is
stop.
Gonna watch. I'm gonna just tell you. You watch. This guy's career, off to a rough start.
Okay.
Oh, maybe Alex Bregman was 0 for 52. You gave up on
Alex
him.
Bregman. He's 1-3 right now. He's not – what are we doing here? His whip is 168.
That's right.
I don't care about you.
He's
oh,
off to a rough start.
Really hard. Fred's out.
You know what? You'd have given up on Alex Bregman.
We don't
He'd
have enough
minors.
For – what about – this is – you're like playing into the – what about – CJ's rookie year, but Fred's out right now. Burrows is giving up bloopers for 7 straight games.
That's right. You're damn right.
No, we're not. We're going to tell me. I want to bring the ship
worst
in.
Hit and the worst luck
bring
in baseball.
Bring the ship in.
Yeah. Look at his exit velo and watch. Watch and learn, okay?
I don't feel like going to Fangraphs this early in the morning.
We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about Gimme the VIN right now. We're a little bit late, but
his
just
FIP
means...
is 482. That ain't good.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm looking at his FIP right now. It's 482. It's lower than his ERA, which it usually should be. Sometimes they're higher. Sometimes his FIP last year was – he was a 394 ERA, and his FIP was 4. This year his ERA is 675, so his FIP is 482. So that is lower. It's not good, but it is lower.
Yeah, thank you.
I wouldn't celebrate a 482 FIP.
Well, that's you. I'm throwing a parade.
Tell us about.
I'm going to talk about Gimme the VIN. I'm talking about John Clay Wolf right now. I'm talking about the way that you sell your car. If you are selling your car, I mean, I just don't. It doesn't make any sense for you not to go to GimmeTheVIN.com. It just doesn't make any sense. And especially if you're selling a classic car, because you know what? You'll get an offer here, you get an offer there. Jean-Claire Wolfe has a website devoted just to classic cars, gmtvcc.com, gmtvcc.com. Give me the VIN. Give me the VIN, classiccar.com. You, my friends, need to go there and sell your car there because Jean-Claire Wolfe loves to pay more. He will pay more, does pay more. He is doing that every single time at GimmeTheVIN.com. GimmeTheVIN.com is a place you have to go if you're selling your car because he will. You can actually start a bidding process between CarMax or your dealership, go back to Jean-Claire Wolfe, say they're going to give me this. And then, you know, you get the best. You get the most for it. But there's one place that you have to go if you want the most. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. Big story tonight. Game two. It's late, people. Very late. Starts at 9:30. Goodness gracious. It's going to be a late one tonight, boys. Not for me and Lance, but it's always an early one for us. So either way, we're losing sleep tonight. And it is because of Rockets and Lakers game two. Shams. Shams has an update. We got Ime talking about it. KD shot around. KD, he was walking ginger. He wasn't running full speed. Shams was on ESPN yesterday. Here he is talking about the KD situation in game two.
Look, Kevin Durant's status for game two is up in the air. And my understanding is Kevin Durant is dealing with a deep bruise in his right patellar tendon that he suffered last Wednesday during a practice drill when he was chasing after a loose ball and collided that knee with a teammate. And that has since caused swelling, pain. It's impacted his range of motion in the leg as well. And for Kevin Durant to miss a playoff game, that speaks to the severity of the injury in and of itself. And the Rockets, they're optimistic that Kevin Durant is going to be able to return as soon as game two, but it remains to be seen, just depending on how that knee, that leg responds to this deep bruise in the patellar tendon.
So he is...
That's what happens when you have skinny-ass legs, no meat on the bones. No, I'm tired of guys getting hurt on their knees because they're skinny. We had that with Tank, now we're having it with Kevin Durant.
Everybody has skinny knees, even big people.
No,
you have thick
knee. You got thick bones, thick knees.
It's bone on bone. You can blame a guy for bumping knees with another guy. That's an injury prone.
Go look at Vita Van. Stop it. There's other people who have done this and they play. Yeah, injury prone. I don't know. It's a new injury. It's Kevin Durant missing time with a new injury again.
He missed four games all year.
Well, here we are injured again.
And not because of injury. He left the team for a couple of games.
I just know he's injured. I just know he missed a game and they lost. And this whole trade was to get him over the top in the playoffs, and now they're 0-1 with him out.
Well, how about this? How about make a layup? Ime talked after the game, and I couldn't agree more. How many chippies did they miss? How many missed opportunities did they have in game one? I mean, talk about... Alpie just throwing crap up from 2 feet away and missing so badly, coming up short, it's under the rim. It was just amazing how frantic and chaotic he was in game one. Here is Ime talking about missed opportunities they left on the table.
There are some things we left on the table. Didn't do as well as we could have, and opportunities missed, and whether that's just converting some of the easy shots, but at the same time, we felt like we weren't at our best, and I don't know if it's deer in the headlight type thing. We got some young guys out there, but they've been out there not their first time, and so when you kind of struggle across the board like that, I think guys, some nerves might have been there a little bit, but we got to flush that part of it and bounce back on Tuesday.
So, how about making some layups? That'd be great. I think. How about not being so frantic? How about not just throwing stuff up, Alpi? Like, I mean, just throw it up without even. And he's playing against DeAndre Ayton. It ain't like it's Jokic or Wemby you're playing against here. Goodness gracious. I mean, have some. And maybe you can get him the ball not at half court. Maybe that would be something, too. I thought he was most successful this year when he was in the middle, maybe a free throw line in that area, working the ball. He's starting at past the top of the key every time. And he's got to go one-on-one, dribbling, trying to get past guys, looking like a giant baby giraffe. It's how about getting him the ball a little bit lower? That would be nice. I don't know. Just play better.
I do think he doesn't like. I do think he likes it face up because he does some of his best work off the dribble and
spin
moves. That's
great, but not at half court.
Well, no, not at half court. But with no KD, that's your point guard. How are you going to get into your offensive sets if KD is out? If your point guard
actually Reed handles the ball very nicely. I mean, Reed actually made some. Reed actually started the offense. Unfortunately, he was hitting Amen in the corner. Okay, and instead of driving to the basket which was wide open, he's putting up three pointers.
We're not going to do that today. Today's going to be a different game. I'm not worried about what happened last one. I'm looking for a different game in game two, different result. Looking for KD to play. He's got to play. So KD will play. His range of motion will be fine. Tape it up. Do whatever. Put a brace on it. Get out there and play and go split the series in L.A. Go split the series. Don't go down two. Split the series. Pull one off today. And we're good. And we're off to Houston and tighten it up for game three. Try to take a 2-1 lead. So I'm throwing the last game in the trash. It was a trash game. It's in the trash. I'm not going to sweat it anymore. You do it a second game in a row, and we're going to have some real problems tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But not that you care what we say on this show. But in my heart, it will be a real problem. In how I feel in my heart about this team, I'll have a real problem.
Well, on top of sleep deprivation, we've got hearts that are issues.
Right. Don't break our. That actually was one of the worst things. Like, one of my best moments I remember was staying up. And my kids staying up and my wife, and we were celebrating. The whole house was so excited when the Rockets beat the Clippers in game six and forced to game seven. Because we were going to some of the games. My father-in-law had season tickets. And so we'd gone to some regular season games. We're going to all the playoff games. And it was like the whole house was into the Rockets series. And James sat on the bench, and the Rockets got there in game six. With a big game from Josh Smith, and I can't remember who else had the big game in that game, but they had a big game six win in the Clippers against Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and whatnot, and then went back and won game seven. And that was but it was late at night, obviously a late, late night game, and then you're just like, it was all, like, I had to wake up early and do the show in the morning, but it was like, okay, I had a 6 a.m. show at that time too. So I was like, okay, well, you get a win, you're okay with it. When you lose, when you lose and we have to wake up early, like there's, you know, a lot of people listening right now who have to wake up early to go to their jobs or whatever the case may be. There's nothing worse than staying up late and watching a close loss. If it's an ass kicking, you can get away from it and just go to bed.
Yep.
If it's close, nothing you can do. You gotta stay up. There's nothing you can do. So that makes the next day way less enjoyable when you lose those.
Yep. Hey, joining us right now, the head coach of the Houston Gamblers, joining us here on ESPN 97.5, as he does on Tuesday morning. Coach, what's going on?
Oh, just there is something worse than staying up late and watching a game like that. It's staying up late and losing, actually playing or coaching in that game.
and losing in OT.
Yes. So, yeah, that can be rough. But, you know, particularly the circumstances that led to it that were questionable. But, you know, it's a new week. On to the next opponent.
On to Columbus, which is another home game. Okay. Tell me about it, Coach, about what's going on. A Thursday night, that's tough. all of that stuff going on there. But tell me about your home, the home crowd atmosphere that we need to have against Columbus here.
Yeah, well, we got to pick this thing up a little bit. You know, it was we've gotten better every week. You know, that's a game that got away from us at the end, a number of factors. And I just, you know, we just need more people at the game. I know that, you know, our marketing people are doing all they can, but, you know, it's a tough night because you had the Rockets in the playoffs, you had the Astros playing at the same time, a couple miles away, blocked really. So, you know, that was a Thursday middle of the week this time. You know, we're on the weekend this weekend, so it's great. Great time to come out and watch some spring football.
Yeah, you got the running game going, though. That was nice.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we had to get that going. You know, we've been through three quarterbacks in 4 weeks, so we've got a collection of three really good running backs. You know, Marcus Charnes is a really good player, but he had 100 and some yards rushing, had a 65-yard touchdown call back. I don't want to get into that right now. But along with a field goal that looked pretty good to me on the replay, but I don't want to get into that either. Yeah. But, you know, he's a good player. I think our offensive line has really come together. We got to get our passing game going. If we can do that, then we can be a really explosive offense.
I know, you know, college football, pro football fines for criticizing refereeing. What's the UFL fines for criticizing refereeing?
I don't know. I'm probably going to find out because I went right to the source the next day. So
you
it wasn't public. It was right to the our officiating leadership and Dean Blandino. He knows how I feel. And so, you know, we'll see. I've got a meeting today, and I'll probably find out what the my choice of language was not probably the best. But hey, those mics are on; they're used to hearing that kind of language anyway.
Yeah. you had to go back to Talia Tagovailoa. He seems to be improving a little bit, Coach.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, well, the first week he had three practices. You know, and a new offense, so. You know, that's to be expected. You know, he's still limited, you know, with what he can do or what he feels comfortable with, you know, just things, just certain language in any offense, right? If you listen to these games, I think the best part about these games are the access to, you know, the play calls and what's being discussed and the different, really, language that's used in different offenses to get plays called. And, you know, there's a couple different quarterbacks traded this week, and that's going to be difficult for them if they're going to play this weekend because it's really like learning not just a new offense but a new language. And like anything else, that takes a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Kevin Sumlin with us here. They got Columbus up next. And that is at Shell Stadium as well. Coach, I'm looking at drive charts. Is that one of the hardest things? I mean, it ain't easy. At, you know, you but all your college and your pro, we watch all the time. But, you know, is this one of the hardest things is to sustain drives without penalties, without mistakes, to get 5, 6, 7 minute drives going on?
Well, I don't know that that's the case. I think the hard part is because the clock is running so fast, it's the number of possessions, Zach, right? So, you know, in this league, these games are really in a window of 3 hours. So, you know, you're lucky to get 7 possessions for the whole game. So you can't throw them away. And then, you know, big plays – in those possessions, if you give up a big play, it's like losing 2 possessions. Yeah. If you make a big play, you know, you're gaining a possession. So just because of the amount of time that you have with the clock running as fast as it's running, which is running the whole time except for the 2-minute period, it limits the amount of possessions. So each possession becomes critical, you know, and if you can sustain a drive basically you can keep the ball for a whole quarter, you know, if you want to play football that way. But, you know, that's why, you know, explosive plays become become a big deal. That's not just in every league, but particularly in this league because of how the clock is operated.
Yep. So, how do you like the overtime? The way you do it.
It's different. You know, they changed the rule last week because, to be honest with you, the first week Louisville got shafted, right, with the penalty at the end of the game and ended the game. So that changed. That was out. But the 2-point shootout is not a bad deal, right? You know, it's they put the ball down there and you go, right? Alternate back and forth. Each team gets a crack at it, so you can't really complain until somebody stops. So, you know, it's a little bit different, and it's better than sudden death. I don't have a problem with that. The overtime rule. That I think it's a little bit more exciting, and obviously, you know, it's you have the same amount of opportunity to win the game at the end as the other mm-hmm. team. So no, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it goes right to the college 2-point conversion thing, as opposed to.
Yeah. I prefer that, honestly. Yeah. The NFL. I prefer a little different style of. I may be in the minority, but I like the idea of really blending maybe some of the concepts of college for overtime in the NFL. Quicker wins, quicker decisions, and let's play. And I think it lets play callers stand out just a little bit.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. And if you're running the ball well, I mean, but it's risky. It's risky both ways. Yep. So here we are. You got Columbus coming up at home. Get on out there. Get your tickets. You can get them at UFL.com. Pick up your tickets and get on out there to Shell Energy Stadium and support this team. Coach, we appreciate it. Tough one. Tough one on Thursday night. Bounce back and go beat Columbus.
Yep, can't wait to get back on the field this weekend and Shell Energy, and would love to have a great crowd there that helps support this football team because we're getting better every week, and this will be a good one because Columbus just beat Dallas and for their first win, so they got a little bit of momentum too. So this will be a good challenge for us, and I think it'll be an exciting football game.
Yep, that's going to be on Sunday. Sunday at 1 yep. o'clock at Shell Energy Stadium. So get on out there and support the club. Coach, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot. See you next week. Right.
Coach Kevin Sutherland right here every week on ESPN 97.5. Time to talk a little East River 9. Let's talk a little golf. East River 9 is awesome. Don't know, you know, here's the deal. Do your employees come in and say, hey, I need to take this client to play some golf, okay? So they go during the workday, and they're going for, it's a five-hour deal if they go play regular golf, right? How about getting a corporate membership at East River 9? Not only do they not have to go during the day, they can go at night. And, oh, by the way, the client might like that better because they want to work and make money during the day. So you take them, and it's not a five-hour round. It's an hour and a half, basically. You got a restaurant right there. Driving range, restaurant, drinks, a sports bar, everything. Oh, wait, they want to play pickleball? You got that. You got that there as well. So it's a lot better. It's not only are your people more productive, you know, you're going to be you're going to be at work during the day and playing at night because they got lit golf up there at East River 9. But you want to play during the day, you can do that as well. You're looking for the best way to have your employees as efficient as they possibly can. Go to eastriverthenumber9.com, eastriver9.com. Get a corporate membership or just go out and have fun and play. eastriver9.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.